And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
There it is, the second hour of the Earshot 20, first regular program of 2016. Thanks for joining us. And we've had lots of great features for Shivering Songs. It is our Shivering Songs special, I guess you could call it. We are partnering with that festival. Great contest on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/earshot20. Maybe you still have a chance to get in on that contest. If you don't, though, shiveringsongs.com. You can check out the website. Lots of great stuff there. All the information about the festival. You want to know another great website? Earshot-online.com. And my trusty colleague here behind the other mic is going to tell you what you'll find if you head to that website.
You should go and check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, from which every single week we pull from the National Top 50. We bring you the Top 20, and we're about to delve into the Top 10. And you can also find over 30 campus community radio stations. Generally, every single week, they submit their top 30 that becomes the top 50. And there's also specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's interviews, reviews, and so much more. So go and check it out, earshot-online.com for Earshot.
That's Brian Cleveland, by the way. I don't think I said your name.
Hey, team.
And you can find us online, earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, as I mentioned earlier, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. And we'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks for a couple of bands that have reached out to us. So make sure you reach out. We love to do it. Okay, we've got to get into the countdown because we have a jam-packed hour. This hour of the program, even more so than the last hour.
I forgive you because you're speeding along, but you've also introduced me like 350 times now, probably.
That's true. So. If you double up, how many shows?
I don't hold it against you. We're going to jump into the tunes here. I should mention, of course, as we mentioned at the very beginning, that we had some debuts and some records new to the program. So our debut last hour was David Bowie, and we heard for the first time Peaches, and we're gonna hear from an album for the first time in this set as well. We're gonna start off with Language Arts, Abel Island at number 10, up from number 26, Idea. Cloudscape by Chairs off of Drawn Into Mazes at number 9, up from number 28. And here's a new one to us. It is We Are the City with Above Club at number 8, up from number 11. Here's a track that you're gonna hear after a couple. Sign my name like Queen.
Like Queen?
It's capitalized.
I love it. Here's Idea, Language Arts. You're number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Blankets I can't change. As you walk on down the street through the frozen mystery, I can't stand still on these feet, chasing visions I can see. It's a monster in me, and it's coming for you. Take a look in your eyes. They fill my mind, lightning flashes half the time. Wrapped in purple, you held me tight in the clouds game played last night. I can't stand still on these feet, waking up to visions I can see. It's a monster in me. Look in your eyes, it's inside of you too. And I wanna collide with a beautiful world. I'm a modern machine, not a thing I can do. It's a monster in me, and it's coming for you.
Bring the reverb back. come on, key change, someone tell me what's going on. And I was like that on Babel Tower, someone tell me what's going on. Like that, I sign my name like Queen, call me Babylon. Now, I don't say whatever.
At number 8 up from 11, that was We Are the City. Their newest is called Above Club. Sign My Name Like Queen was the name of that track. Cloudscape by Chairs in before that at number 9 up from number 28 from the album Drawn Into Mazes. And Language Arts at number 10 up from number 26. We had one from Abel Island called Idea.
And the second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are into the top 10. Of course, our coverage is continuing of Shivering Songs, wrapping that up soon. But Stephen joins us again with more music news to chat about in this hour of the program. And Stephen, we're going to kick things off talking about M83.
Yes, we are. M83, one of my favorite artists, truly amazing. Each of his last four albums have been excellent in a different way. And now, after appearing on recently announced lineups for a bunch of major festivals, the man known as Anthony Gonzalez has announced his live return for the time being as MA3 with an upcoming North American tour. The string of shows starts on April 6th in New Orleans and will weave its way into Canada for a couple of shows at the end of the month. MA3 will play Edmonton on April 29th, followed by a show in Calgary on April 30th. The North American portion of the itinerary will conclude with a show alongside Tame Impala at Columbia, Maryland, Meriwether Post Pavilion, and from there MA3 will head overseas for a series of European festival dates. It was also recently revealed that work has been completed on his follow-up to 2011's Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. So we're waiting for that, as well as hopefully some more dates across Canada, but we'll report those when we see him.
Great. So anyone who's interested in more information about M83, they can go to your website, exclaim.ca, and check out those tour dates. Now, some news about the band Yuck.
Yeah, it's been a few years since their second album, Glow and Behold, but after teasing their third full-length release with a stream of a new song called Hold Me Closer in the summer, they've now announced that they have a third album titled Stranger Things to land February 26th, courtesy of new label home MAME Records. The London group opted to record their latest set at home over the course of several months rather than in New York City, where they recorded their last album. Sessions took place at Rehearsal Spots and frontman Max Room's parents' place, where they recorded their 2011 self-titled debut. Bloom said in a statement that, quote, "We basically spent no money on the record, and it was a really relaxed way of doing things. I really, really like it. I'm more proud of it than anything we've ever done." The album will start with the aforementioned Hold Me Closer, and is said to contain tracks inspired by indie greats like Dinosaur Jr. and Built to Spill, while also presenting what Bloom calls, quote, "remarkably gentle" pieces like the song I'm Okay. You can see the entire track list for Stranger Things at exclaim.ca, as well as all the dates on their current tour. They will hit Vancouver on that tour, as well as Toronto. More dates to come, I think, on that one.
Awesome, exciting stuff from Yuck indeed. And we'll round things out. I know we spent we didn't spend as much time talking about multiple news stories, of course, because in the first hour we did chat a little bit about David Bowie, and that took some needed time. But we'll talk about, apparently there's some festival news starting to spread.
Yes, we're still waiting on a number of Canada's major summer festivals, but already some of the bigger American ones have gotten their lineups rolling out. Governor's Ball has gotten Kanye West, The Strokes, and Beck for their 2016 festival. And of course, Coachella already unveiled their big festival set, including headlining bits from Guns N' Roses and LCD Sound System. So we're sort of starting to anticipate that there will be a lot of big Canadian reveals in the next few weeks. Stay tuned for that. But for now, some stuff to get excited about, especially if you're traveling to the United States this summer.
Well, we look forward to seeing what comes of the announcements for some of the major festivals in Canada, but exciting news nonetheless. All right, Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. I'm going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. In case you missed the first hour of the show, I did spend a little bit of time almost blubbering about the passing of David Bowie that really shook the world this past week. It would feel wrong to pick a song by any other artist, especially given the quality of David Bowie's last album. It's titled Black Star. It really is truly incredible. In the wake of his death, it's been revealed that he knew he was dying, and he wrote the album almost as a self-eulogy. He references death and his own career throughout it. Some really powerful stuff. This is my favorite song from the record. It's called Lazarus, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Your dream, Jackson.
That was Sheer Agony at number 7, up from number 29. Another new one to us is Masterpiece. Their latest release, we heard I Have a Dream. And we heard from Stephen Karlick in there as well, his pick this week. We heard a second track from David Bowie's latest album, Black Star. This time, we heard the track Lazarus.
Continuing our Shivering Songs coverage, the Great Little Festival in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Our contest for passes to the festival running on our Facebook page currently, facebook.com/earshot20, until January 18th at noon. The festival featuring some great artists, including Nova Scotia native Joel Plaskett, who released his solo album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, back in March of 2015. The album made it onto the top 200 of 2015 on the Earshot charts, landing at number 9, making it the 9th most played album of the year on campus and community radio. So it's no surprise that he'll be pleasing audiences at Shivering Songs as well as all over the country in the coming months. Joel is on the line with us right now to chat. And Joel, it's great to have you on the program again.
Thanks, Anthony. Here.
First, I just wanted to say congratulations on the success of the album and making it on the list of most played albums of the year. Truly a great album that you released and definitely deserved.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the spins. You know, like, it's the reception of the record was really great. It was a super fun album to tour live, and I'm proud of it. So it's nice that it's kind of gotten out there in front of the people.
And it's been a while since we last chatted. It was back in March. What was the rest of the year like after the release of the album? Did you get to rest at all, take in some cheer over the holidays?
The holidays were good. I was busy up until about the end of November, early December, and then things started slowing down a bit. It was sort of a crazy year because I was touring the record, but also we've been doing some work here at the studio that I have in Dartmouth. We've been building a little business in the front cafe record store that I was kind of involved in overseeing. So it was kind of like it was two things happening at once. But now things are slowing down a little bit in a good way. I still got some gigs on the horizon, but I've got a little more time to be social with some friends and stuff.
And back at it, though, like you said, Shivering Songs kicks off a small run of shows in January, and then again in April, you'll be back on the road. What else does the rest of the year have in store? New music, new album, anything like that on the horizon?
Well, I mean, I'm sort of taking my time with it. The show I'm doing at Shivering Songs is with my father, so we're going to play together, which is going to be fun. I'm hoping at some point him and I can start recording something together. I don't know if that'll be the next record or not. I think I'm going to take my time, and I'm writing songs right now, but I'm not hustling to get a new album out yet, because this last year was really big, just supporting the last one. So I'm just trying to kind of play as much music as I can, but not feel pressured to kind of make a move before I'm ready. So you know, I'm still active, but I'm trying to like slow the pace just a bit. I've got a 7-year-old son at home too, so I'm mindful of not just like turning around, starting another album cycle, and walking out the door for my family. So.
For sure. And let's chat about Shivering Songs. As you mentioned, you are playing with your dad, Bill Plaskett, which is a really cool thing. What does the set look like when you take the stage with him? Is it different? Do you still play songs from the album? What's that look like?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of songs from a number of records that we worked up into kind of duo versions where he's playing guitar or tenor guitar. We kind of, a lot of the time it's me playing a 4-string tenor and him playing 6-string. And it's, you know, it's certainly a little bit of a folkier show, but it's still, I try and still try and keep it upbeat. You know, it's not an emergency rock show, so I'll often play a little bit of the show on my own as well, just to kind of cover some songs that don't work into two arrangement. I imagine on this show we'll try and get Dad singing a song or two as well. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I learned guitar from him when I was younger, and, you know, he's from England, so English folk music was sort of a part of the household that I grew up in, and so I've inherited my love of kind of English guitar players like Bert Jansch and stuff from him. And so when we play together, we touch down in some of those records that I heard in his collection, and it's fun because it's something that we do that I can't really do with anybody else.
And your dad has quite a background in music as well, and even having been one of the founding members of the Lunenburg Folk Harbor Festival, which is where you grew up as well. So really exciting that he's able to be involved with that with you. And that night you'll be sharing the stage with Jen Grant, another incredible Canadian artist. Surely is going to be a show that folks will really enjoy, I imagine.
Yeah, and Jen and I did some shows recently together. I'm hoping maybe I can get her out on stage from like to her and Dan are fantastic together, and they're good friends of mine, so you never know, we may see if we can't get all four of us on stage at some point.
That's at the Wilmot United Church and is part of the lineup for the Shivering Songs Festival, and you can find more about the festival at shiveringsongs.com and joelplaskett.com for more from Joel. It was definitely great to catch up, and I can't wait until we chat again. Joel, thanks very much.
Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate you taking the time, man. Take care.
Here's a track from the Park Avenue Sobriety Test in an Earshot Extra spot this week, and then we'll continue with the charts. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
She makes movies. Switch cries on cue. She still lives downtown.
Yeah.
That was Duplex Planet by Deer Hunter. Their latest is called Fading Frontier. It drops from number 3 to number 5. We also heard Beach House in there from the album Thank Your Lucky Stars at number 6, after number 13, Common Girl. And an extra track in there from our friend Joel Plaskett, Song for Jersey.
Rounding out our features for the Shivering Songs Festival is Nova Scotia-based singer-songwriter Mo Kenny, whose 2014 album In My Dreams racked up an impressive number of accolades. She's set to perform in Fredericton at Shivering Songs and caught up with us to chat about the show. Mo, it's great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me on.
And so 2015 was a big year for you. Is there something that you can think of off the top of your head that stands out as one of your greatest achievements or one of the greatest things that happened to you musically in 2015?
I think just getting to travel as much as I've been able to travel has been pretty sweet. So I've gotten to see all kinds of places that I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to see when I was younger. So that's been pretty awesome.
It doesn't appear that things are slowing down for you. You have a tour coming up that we'll talk about in a minute. But wondering also if there's anything new in the works. Are you working on new material? Has that been an ongoing process, plans for a new release?
Yep, I've been writing all winter, and I think I'll have one more creative burst in the spring, and that should do it for a new album.
And I mentioned the tour that kicks off at Shivering Songs. Listeners of our show have the opportunity to win 2 tickets to see you and Les Hay Babies perform. What are you looking forward to most for the festival?
I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've been to Fredericton with my band, so it'll be nice to mix it up and have the guys with me this time and play sort of a different show than what I'm used to playing there, which is acoustic.
And then you're hopping a plane to head to Scotland, which is totally awesome. Some dates in the States and Western Canada as well that will take you into March 31st. The real question here, though, is there plans for you to grab some downtime and maybe some relaxation?
I had a lot of time off for Christmas and most of January off, so I think I'm good to go for another little while. I'm excited to get back on the road.
In My Dreams is a great album, and we hope that things are great for you at Shivering Songs as well as the rest of your tour.
Thanks a lot. Can't wait to come back.
Here's a track from In My Dreams right now. Then we'll be back into the thick of the countdown on the Earshot 20.
I faked it. Now that I look back from the very first kiss, I knew it wouldn't last. Yeah, I faked it. From the song to the dance, open up my eyes. I saw that chance and I took it. Didn't care that you would hate me. Shooting fish inside a barrel, taking candy from a baby. I faked it. When I left you, you were stumbling in the dark. I'm not sorry that it hurt when I took your heart apart, 'cause I liked it. Never you and me. When I said it was forever, I was lying through my teeth. For example, when I said it wouldn't hurt, there was not a chance in hell it was ever gonna work. To be truthful, the pleasure didn't last. Before I took a drink, the ice had melted in the glass. Now it's empty.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 4.
Telephone to Midget, crazy
20.
That was Dreamboat by Moss Lime. Their newest and second EP is called Zoo de Quebec, and it's at number 4 up from number 14. And before that, we heard from Mo Kenny in a track from her latest album. That one was called I Faked It.
And that rounded out our coverage of Shivering Songs in this show. Again, shiveringsongs.com for the festival. Thanks to Trevor Murphy from Quiet Parade, Brandon McGee, who's also going to be performing. He is doing performing the show with Trevor and his band, the Quiet Parade. His band is Brookside Mall. Mo Kenny and Joel Plaskett also joining us on the program. All great artists that you can hear and so much more. And of course, the storyteller component as well. You'll be able to see Shane Coison and a few others. We have 3 more tracks before this hour is complete and our first countdown done of 2016. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
You're going to hear from Young Rival. Their lace is called Interior Light. It's up from number 17, here is Scruples.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Number 1.
it's the Earshot 20.
And they're number one again here. It's the fifth week that this album has been atop our charts, and it's on 18 stations this week. You heard the title track from Grimes' latest record, Art Angels. Before that, number two, up from number five, Magical Clouds, Are You Alone, with a track called Change, and Young Rival, starting off our last set of the show with the album Interior Light. You heard Scruples at number three, up from number 17.
There you go. That is the charts for this week and the first countdown complete of 2016. ShiveringSongs.com. Check it out. The festival happening January 21st to the 24th. Thanks to all the artists and Brandon McGee from the festival for joining us on this program. And of course, the top 20 and all the charts you can find at earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. The countdown every week on Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. RadioForAll.net if you want to download, and iTunes if you want to podcast the show. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. Until then, stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.